Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states in the United States. Our guest today is former U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, James Nicholson. And I had the pleasure of meeting with him when I was at the Vatican to meet with St. John Paul II some years ago. And he's a very distinguished, eloquent patriot. To tell you a little bit about his background, he's now senior counsel for Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck. Jim Nicholson's practice includes counseling clients in public policy, health care, state and federal regulatory law, international relations, real estate, oil and gas, and alternative energy. Ambassador Nicholson served as the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs from 2005 to 2007. Prior to his tenure at the VA, he served as ambassador to the Holy See. Pope John Paul II knighted him for his leadership on human rights issues. He was the chairman of the Federal Interagency Council on Homelessness. James Nicholson was a director of New Community Development Corporation and commissioner of the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in the Services, both presidential appointments. Our guest today, Ambassador James Nicholson. First, let's learn about your new role at Brownstein Hyatt. Tell us about that, please.
Well, I'm kind of the senior statesman here. I'm the guy with the most gray hair, I think. So, you know, and I'm a senior counsel. I help us bring business into the firm, and I help look after that business that we bring in. And I'm happy to say that our firm is now the number two ranked firm in Washington.
Very good. And what's the concentration with the clients that you are involved with? I mentioned the different areas of expertise you have. What are you concentrating on there?
Well, it's quite varied, really. Have several high-tech clients. We have, this is all public information, so it's not, you know, mm-hmm. It's not privileged. We represent Dell, we represent FedEx, we represent several of the biggest private equity firms in the United States, including Apollo and Blackstone. They have a, you know, portfolio of companies that they own, and we do work for them. We are the biggest water law firm in the United States. We have five offices in California. I get involved with, some natural resource issues and utility issues. We have a very varied and interesting practice here.
Very good. Very good. Now, let's talk a little bit about energy, because I see on your resume that you're involved with oil and gas and alternative energy, and we see more and more efforts towards wind and solar power here in Western New York State. We are developing the wind turbine that is 1/8 the size of the windmills but produces more power, and also we have a solar city here with Elon Musk for solar energy. So I was wondering, how do you feel about these alternative energy programs? Do you put a lot of stock in it?
I think long-term they have a good future. One of the challenges is that we develop a new generation of batteries that will be better, more efficient, and less expensive at storing the electricity that is generated by these alternative sources. Because, as you know, of course, there's no solar at night, and sometimes there's no wind. So they are intermittent in some respects, and having a way to leaven out that source through storage is the secret to their long-term success. Because if you don't have that, then you have to have backup conventional sources of production anyway, and that's much more expensive to have that redundancy. But, you know, long-term, given the advances of science and technology, I think they have a very good future.
Very good. Now, I met you when you were at the embassy as United States Ambassador to the Holy See or the Vatican, and you were very eloquent as we brought in surgeons who are donating surgery, 3,000 surgeries in 25 countries in 25 years with the Hope for Tomorrow Foundation, and you were very enthusiastic about these volunteer donations of surgeries for third world countries. So you seem to be very caring in that role to help those in need throughout the world. Let's talk about some of your highlights as United States Ambassador to the Holy See, and perhaps discuss the necessity of this embassy in Rome, Italy.
Well, first of all, thank you for your work and for the great work of those volunteer surgeons. I'm familiar with that. They're not only terrific and unselfish, but many of them are very courageous because of where they go to do their volunteer work and the dangers that they endure. You know, I used to say that I got to practice moral diplomacy at the Holy See because it's a little bit of a unique bilateral post in that we don't have to involve ourselves with balance of payments, trade agreements, status of forces agreements. So we were free to address ourselves to, you know, the big pressing problems of humankind. And I got very involved in the food issue, the morality of food issue around genetically modified organism, GMOs. I got very involved in the international trafficking of people issue, as well, of course, as religious freedom and international terror. And having that post there and partnered up with the Pope and the Holy See really fortified my portfolio, if you will, to work on those very pressing, horrific issues that are denigrating the life and the dignity of millions of people throughout the world, and particularly in the underdeveloped world of Africa, particularly in the food and trafficking issues. The trafficking is also endemic to Eastern Europe, and it's really worldwide, including the United States, by the way. And getting the Vatican involved in that, as I was able to do during the 4 years I was ambassador, was very satisfying to me because now they're in it on all fours.
About the humanitarian needs of the world with food and medicine and surgeries, you were there as the ambassador to the Vatican. Do you think things are getting better in the world today?
I think they are, you know, in an absolute sense. There are more people coming out of poverty. There are more people that have electricity, which is inimical to a better life because you can refrigerate medicine, you can pump water, and you can read at night, enhancing education. But there's still over a billion people in the world who do not yet even have electricity. And there are vast segments of the population of the world that do not have enough to eat and that are subjected to horrific vulnerability of international terrorism and violence and slavery. So the world is still a dangerous, unsettled place. But the good news is that in many, many countries, people are doing better.
One more question before we take a little break here on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. You were the former Republican national chairman. As of the date of this taping, there was an assassination attempt on members of Congress at a baseball field in Washington, D.C., and the Republican whip of the U.S. House was shot in the hip, and so were two Capitol Police officers, along with three others. How do you feel about this type of activity in America? How ashamed, embarrassed are you as a former national leader of a political party as this disgusting and vulgar attempt to silence
people? Well, first of all, like every other clear-thinking American, I'm very saddened, and I'm especially saddened for the congressman and the brave Capitol Hill police and other staff people and so forth that have been injured as a result of this this heinous act that seems to have had a political motivation. And it bespeaks, I think, the outcomes of, that can come from, you know, the kind of rhetoric that we see today in our society. And saw recently when a comedian thought that she was going to be very funny by coming out on the stage with a facsimile of President Trump's head covered with blood, depicting that he had just been decapitated. And that was her attempt at humor, and some people actually thought that was funny. And so that kind of degraded condition just has to improve in our society. And I'm not, you know, I'm not embarrassed, and I'm not ashamed of America, believe me. But acts like that, you know, they tend to debilitate our outlook, and what they ought to do is cause us all to double down on our efforts to be more charitable and tolerant and conversant. I mean, these universities in this country that not just discourage but forbid sometimes the adverse opinions, you know, are feeding right into this kind of polarization, whether they know it or not. And that should stop. They should encourage peaceful and civilized discourse, disagreement, and seeking the truth among these young people, and that could blossom and grow, and we need that back in America today.
Let's carry it a step further, and I was not planning to talk about this, but after the murder attempt on members of Congress today, there is a program with Shakespeare in the Park in New York City that shows the assassination of a man looking like Donald Trump and a woman looking like Melania being knifed to death. And this also is publicly funded and funded by corporations. Many corporations have pulled their money out of this. But doesn't this type of entertainment, showing the murder of a president and his wife, feed on this, where somebody who's mentally unstable could perform acts like were performed today at the baseball park against Republican members of the United States Congress?
You're exactly right. I mean, it's the whole point is that these things have consequences. Now, I believe strongly that they have a right under our First Amendment to do these things and to have this kind of heinous, deplorable entertainment. But they should restrain themselves as rational, educated human beings, knowing that this can have this kind of deleterious effect on people that are much less stable and educated than they are, and that this is not good for a society. It's not good for a culture, and that they ought to forbear on these lame, sick, dangerous attempts at being humorous.
Our guest today is an international leader. He is the senior counsel with Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck. They're located in Washington, D.C. at 1155 F Street Northwest, Suite 1200 in Washington, D.C. Our guest is R. James Nicholson, senior counsel. He is former United States Ambassador to the Holy See, former U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and former chairman of the National Republican Committee, an international leader we're honored to have on the Rusk Report today. He was helping with the International Red Cross event in Palm Beach, which is a wonderful organization that helps people surviving emergencies, if they're hurricanes or tornadoes or fires throughout the world. And James Nicholson was there to help the International Red Cross at their party in Florida. So we thank him for helping too. If you're listening in Buffalo, New York, Montreal, or Northern Florida to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Next week on this program, we will have Erie County Legislature Chair John Mills, followed by Sheriff Tim Howard, and then a man who also served as an ambassador, Earl Mack, former United States Ambassador to Finland, will be on this program. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy, Deanna Durhek, National Ukrainian Leader, and anti-terrorist leader from Israel, Boaz Gaynor, who has been on this program. So we thank those who've called. We have a little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Some more information about R. James Nicholson, senior counsel for Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck in the nation's capital. Jim Nicholson has led an active political life, which includes serving as chairman of the Republican National Committee from 97 to 01. He has worked on a number of political campaigns at every level, from county commissioner to U.S. president. As chairman of the Republican National Committee, Jim set records for fundraising and in 2000 presided over winning the presidency and majorities in the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, state houses, and state legislature. And we've heard very positive comments about Ambassador Nicholson from former U.S. Congressman Tom Reynolds, who's been on this program many times. Let's talk about homelessness. I know that you're concerned about homelessness. We see it in cities throughout the world. And often many of these problems may steer from mental illness also. And let's talk about how are we going to attack this tremendous problem of homelessness in the U.S. and abroad.
It's a big problem, and it is caused in large measure by by mental illness and by addiction to drugs and alcohol, and then sometimes both of the above. And so the one of the core contributing problems is these things that are the plight of our society as well, which is drug abuse and alcoholic addiction, mental health. And they've historically, we know that people who used to be in certain institutions because of their mental condition are now not, and they cannot fend for themselves, and they're out there suffering out on the streets of America. So it's a holistic problem. There are, thank God, a great number of humanitarian and generous Americans, both people in public office and just regular good citizens who care greatly about these people that suffer from this plight, and a lot is being done for them as well. My emphasis, of course, for many years was on trying to help veterans, number one, to prevent them from becoming homeless, and two, if they did, to try to help them out of it through transitional housing and education and drug and alcohol rehabilitation. And we made some good strides there, but they unfortunately some keep coming into the system as well. The Department of Veterans Affairs has got a very, very robust program to help homeless veterans, and it's a funny thing to say, but in some ways, a veteran who's homeless has a much better shot at getting out of that spiral than a non-veteran does today.
We're learning a great deal from R. James Nicholson, who is senior counsel with Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck in our nation's capital. And we have a tremendous homeless problem here in New York State. And in upstate New York, we help them with an organization called the Friendship Foundation and the Restoration Society. So we salute James Nicholson's efforts to help the homeless. A little bit more about your practice with Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck. How are you involved with health care and the needs of the public in this practice?
Well, we're involved in a major way here. We have several very big clients, both providers of health care and insurers of health care, and we get really very involved in the at the policy level, health policy, in trying to help clients understand what's going on in the Congress and the administration, and then in some ways try to help guide that toward outcomes. And of course, the current big issue in this town, Washington, is what to do about Obamacare. And they're wrestling with that, as you know, up on the Congress. The House passed a bill, and the Senate's, I think, going to probably take it up before at least before the August recess. They've made a big commitment during the campaign that they were going to repeal and replace Obamacare. And, mm-hmm. and I think the voters are watching that closely. And of course, the voters have a great stake in this, because few things are more important to our citizens than their health care.
Now, you are in a pivotal position as Republican National Chairman. You were involved, of course, with the election of President George W. Bush. And as I mentioned, you set records with majorities in the Senate, the House, state houses, and state legislatures. Let's look back. I mean, we're going back some time now, 16 years ago. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the highlights, the greatest moment that you had as Republican National Chair.
That's an easy one to answer. When I got elected in early 1997, I put down my goals on a 3x5 card, and for that year of 97, they were to win the elections of, you know, New Jersey governor, Virginia governor, several special House races, mayor's race in New York City, mayor's race Los Angeles, so forth. But the big objective in capital letters on my little 3x5 card was to win back the White House in 2000. Mm-hmm. And we did. It was 35 days late after the Florida recount. So clearly the most significant, you know, exhilarating moment for me in those 4 years was when we had finally won the presidency in 2000. George W. Bush got elected president, and we were returning Republican governance to the White House.
Very good. A great accomplishment on the part of our guest today, R. James Nicholson, senior counsel to Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck in Washington, D.C. Let's talk about Hope for America. We have a minute and a half left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. America is quite divided right now. Even though there's a Republican president, House, and Senate, there seems to be more fighting than there's been since Watergate. How do you see the Hope for America, Ambassador James Nicholson?
Well, I'm very optimistic for America. It's still the greatest country on earth, and we have a president who's committed to make it, you know, even greater. And we have ways to do that. I mean, I think that we ought to have a reduction in taxes, which would stimulate our economy and create more jobs. We need to strengthen the military of our country. We're today again highlighted how vulnerable we are as a country. And we ought to be able to protect our country and control our own borders. I think we need to support our intelligence agencies much more than we have, because we have, there are really a lot of bad boys mm-hmm. running around on this earth, and the sort of singular figure of hatred of them is the United States of America because of
sorry, we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. It's been a great honor to have on our program former U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, R. James Nicholson, with Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck in Washington, D.C. We thank you for enlightening us. Thank you to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. And we've learned a great deal, and we wish you very well in the coming years. Ambassador James Nicholson, have a great week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.